Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into the Flight by Yuengling locker room show, folks, here at the Swamp Room in Metairie. You can stop by, say hey to the Cajun Cannon as we get ready for the point after coming up after the locker room show. The Saints falling 25-19 to the New England Patriots in the Caesars Superdome. We're going to go check back in Dome Sweet Dome with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister with a rundown on some injuries.
Yeah, the one guy that left the game was able to come back in. Two guys, actually, both of those guys came back into the game. Kevin Banks Jr. had a knee issue, kind of stepped on Juwan Johnson's ankle there or foot, but he was able to come back in after going into the tent. And the other one was Isaiah Stallberg. He went into the tent. We saw him come back into the game, but those really were the two that left the game, and they both were able to finish the game.
Overall for this team, Deuce, it seemed like definitely a winnable game for New Orleans, but in the end, a lot of the same problems being the fact that they shot themselves in the foot. They've been their own worst enemy.
That's been the case in every game outside of really one. And, you know, you just had the terrible showing in Seattle. But, I mean, for this game, it's winnable in a sense that you put yourself in position to make some plays. But at the end of the day, you're not making plays where you have to be able to make them, particularly in the red zone. And so until you figure that out, and, I mean, I'm not saying that you have to be 100%, but you've got to be a lot better than what they are. And so they can't score. They can't score points in the red zone, and you're settling for field goals, and, you know, you ended up losing games that you feel like, man, you're close, but if you can't execute better than what you're doing, that's going to be the case. And then today, the other part defensively, really on the back end, and then, you know, the third and long situation popped up again on you, where you can't get off the field on third and long situations, and you're close to making a sack, you're close to being able to get the quarterback down. But Drake May, he has ability to just continue to move and have a feel and a presence in the pocket. And, you know, the Saints just couldn't do anything with him.
You're talking about that defense, and it seems every game this year that quarterbacks seem to have near-perfect ratings at halftime with this team. The Saints have to find a way definitely to start games for those defensive numbers, and that the ability to get teams off the field and not in the end zone has to pop up for them.
Well, you got to get off the field. I think that's the biggest thing until you talk about a QB being perfect or whatever the rating may be. You know, yes, that's true. But at the end of the day, it's about getting off the field. And it's about, you know, having guys in the right place. If I got to do something different to get myself going, then that's what you better figure out and figure out a way to do it. But, you know, you only give up 11 points the rest of the game. But the first two drives, you're giving up 14 until you're starting behind. And offensively, you get down in the red zone, but you can't punch it in. You can't punch it in consistently. And so those are things that they've got to figure out. How do we fix this?
Deuce, that's definitely been something that was a problem for the Saints. Started in training camp, we saw that just inability to get into the end zone. Drives were stalling in that red zone area. You're going into a matchup now on the road in Chicago. What are you looking for this team to do other than improving their numbers in the red zone?
They've got to improve, you know, run some different plays. There was one shot play that I really liked. Can't remember if it was right in the red zone or right on the outside, but the play to Olave was a really, really good pass where it's a, you know, almost a slot fade type of look where he starts inside and he ends up running the fade, and that's right there at the numbers, or I mean right at the cone where that was, you know, that's close to being the completion. But it's about executing. It's about executing. The field is going to get compressed, and whether I'm deciding to run the football or whatever it may be, they have to figure that out. And I've got to focus. I've got to the concentration has to be a lot better than what it is, because they're not able to put it in the end zone right now when they get down there, and that has to be able to change.
Deuce, thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy the break before going on the road now to Chicago. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.